This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, let's go. Let's start this damn clam bake.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Hey, how long do you give it? How long do you give it?
I can't answer a question that's that open-ended. How long do I give it?
As an interviewer.
How long do I give a marriage? Turns out 22 years, Mark. Okay. Back to you.
Now that's where you took it.
Well, just how long do you give it?
How long do you give it?
How long do I give my 2.5-year-old before I step in when her bad behavior?
Well.
She gets three instances.
Well, actually, I bet that that's a moving target.
It is.
And it's probably true with anything as far as how I'm going to re-ask that question or fill in the blank.
How long do I give it before I hit the horn on somebody who sits at a green light?
Different based on your mood, right?
3 seconds.
Okay, or not. Or there might be a day, and I know maybe you've struggled through the years to find these, but what if there's a day, Dibs, where the roses just look beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
The daisies are popping and everything is just easy breezy. It's a flip-flop day. Then do you give them a little extra time?
Absolutely. Okay. And I'll just add this. Me and hitting the horn and middle fingers are down probably 92% this year.
That's because you have a baby daughter.
That and just you get to a point where it's like, what's the point?
Well, yes.
I'm down to fight, but it's like, if I lay on the horn and go middle finger, does that make this person move any faster? It doesn't.
Probably
it doesn't
not.
Work.
Probably not.
So you just sit there and you mumble under your breath, a couple of expletives, and you move on.
So when you make either a big purchase or there's something you're excited about, or whether it's a sports team that makes a move, you know, the Jimmy Butler thing is probably the best example this year. How long were you going to give it? Well, we didn't really have to even think about it because it was instantaneous, which is like almost never happens, which is why a couple months later, people were having conversations like, is this the greatest trade deadline acquisition of all time, or at least in recent memory? Because it was instantaneous. How the dividends, they were instantaneous, but it doesn't always work that way. And often it works in completely the other way. So, yes, this is inspired by Willy Adames, who is struggling.
Mm.
And it was getting better, and then over the last week and a half, it's gotten worse again. And the OPS is disastrous, and the batting average is gross, and the defense is not making up for it. It's basically just that big smile and that clubhouse presence. That's what he's offering so far. But it's a 7-year deal. So you don't even need to answer it just as far as Willie. You can, And by the way, 888-957-9570. But how long do you give something before you start to make up your mind about it? How much patience are you willing to offer? How many dates before you're like, oh, okay.
Three.
This is get. Oh, that's quick.
No, it's three dates.
Until what?
Until you either know that it's worth another investment of dates or you realize it's a wrap.
Well, you don't have to and do I'm the not dates saying, in a package. You could do them one by, you could just, you know, year
but you
to
get
year.
To date three, and I'm not saying that there has to be horizontal activity, but you get to date three, and you know after three dates, either there's something there or what are we doing? Am I just holding on to try to get, you know, to get Mike Breen to do play-by-play of date four? Bang!
No, I got it.
Bang!
I got it. But
thought I'd bring it home.
In this particular,
3 dates, Mark.
No, but are you getting impatient with Willie and Domus? Or are you starting to judge Buster Posey? This is why we started, and we will. We'll play Far Hunt or Not.
Okay.
In a little bit. Not quite yet.
Yeah.
Right? We'll foreplay first.
I think Willie Adames is a not. I'm going to go ahead and.
Stop, Lucas.
I'm going to say he's a not.
Okay. You're right. He is not a Farhan guy. Buster made two signings of note, and they were Willie Adames and Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Willie Adames and Justin Verlander. And Justin Verlander, I don't think this is a fair way to summarize his performance because it really hasn't been that bad. But the bottom line is he's hurt and he has zero wins. So there's that. And then there's Willie Adames, whose OPS is struggling to stay above 600. And for those of you who don't speak baseball stats, I would say you got to get to 750 to be good. You got to be over 700 to kind of be passable. Certainly as a middle of the order present.
Right.
You have to be over 700 to be passable. Now, I do think there's a conversation to be had with regard to how good of a hitter is Willie Adames, actually? Sometimes this happens. A guy will change. I'll give you a great example. One just popped to mind. I was working in San Diego when the Padres signed Eric Hosmer. I don't even remember what the length of the deal was, but it outdated his career. In other words, I don't even think he made it to the end. He's out of baseball now. I don't even think he played the entire contract. It was like an 8-year deal. 9-year deal, something crazy. And the Padres, at a time where they were trying to seek relevance and the Chargers were leaving town, they were trying to grab their fan base's attention. It's a city that never gets the big free agent. And so they went on this full-blown pursuit of Eric Hosmer. And they pitched to their fan base that this dude is a star. Young first baseman coming from the Royals. Giants know him well. He was the Royals' first baseman when they played him in the World Series in 2014.
8 years and 144.
This was the biggest deal in the history of ever with the Padres organization. Eric Hosmer. And then they got him. And the rest of the world looked at him and went, it is so cute that you think that's a star. This is a solid player. But Eric Hosmer is not a star. Now, I think Willie Adames, overall, better player than Eric Hosmer. But you know what the Padres were doing at that time? They weren't just paying for 25 or 30 home runs. Eric Hosmer is just like Willie Adames. He's a wonderful clubhouse presence. He's a leader. And it was an organization that needed that at the time. So I'm going to answer a couple of questions at once. Number one, if you ask, and I know a lot of people are doing this, how good are the Giants? How good are they? And my answer will be, first of all, they're pretty good. And secondly, it might be for reasons you don't realize. I will firmly, firmly debate that the reason the Giants are where they are has a lot to do with Buster Posey and Willie Adames, even though neither one of them have put up any impressive stats this year. It has a lot to do with them because there was a little bit of a culture shift that was needed in terms of how guys were feeling about themselves, their desire to be on the team, with the team, build a team, all of that stuff. But we also dove into Willie Adames. Like, go to his baseball reference page and check out who Willie Adames actually is. Were you all under the impression that he's a great hitter? Were you?
Yeah, not like great. Like, he's a good hitter.
He's good.
This year he's been bad.
Yes.
So I wouldn't say that he's a great hitter. He had a great year. Last year, 32 home runs and 112 driven in. That is a great year.
Yep.
He was 10th in the MVP voting, and he had an OPS of 794. To your point about on base plus slugging, he was above 750, which means he was good. And then you look at the power numbers and you go, man, he was great. Much more of a hitter-friendly park at home in Milwaukee, but I didn't think that he was going to be this bad.
Of course.
To your question, though, about how long do you give it? Well, he's got a 7-year deal, right? Willy Adames is signed for seven seasons. So for me, you're a third of the way through year one.
Yes, he's got 6 2/3 still
you're
to go.
You're 1/21st of the way through his deal,
yep.
Which is to say less than 5% of his deal. So I'm going to be a little bit more patient than that. Am I disappointed? Yeah. The thing that is troubling me more is his defense. He's not been very good.
Not been great.
Defensively.
No.
And, you know, you and I talked about it when they signed him, left side of that defense. Oh, my goodness, best in baseball. And he's not been great. Maybe he's taking his hitting struggles to the field, or he's taking his fielding struggles to the plate. Something's not right with Willy Adames.
There are a lot of things not right with Willy Adames, and everybody can guess what's going on. And I think that the classic thing everybody says in this situation is, oh, he's pressing. And I'm sure that he is. But this is kind of the excuse that we give people when they're coming to a new place or they really want to impress, and we go, oh, they're pressing. And I have no doubt that he is pressing, but I also don't even know how to quantify that or judge that. This is Major League Baseball. I hope everyone's pressing. I hope all of you are like freaking out, trying to be really good. Like I would imagine, I don't know, how the hell do you get to the big leagues without pressing? So I'm sure he's pressing. I do have maybe some insight from within the organization on what they would say is the problem with Willy Adames. You want to know what it is?
Tell me.
I will. I'll tell you coming up next. Plus.
Such a tease.
Plus, Farhan or not, some point here in the next half hour, because I would like to explore this idea that our fallen comrade, he's sick, he'll be back someday, but our fallen comrade Mark Grandy suggests it's the Farhan guys who are performing, not the Buster guys. Is it?
Grandy catching strays in the sick bay.
Smart guy, is it? Let's find out. I'd love to explore. All right, we're sponsored by Lucky California. That number's there for you. 888-957-9570. Javi Lopez at 315. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Adames hits a bouncer. That is going to be one, and the throw to first. Got him double play. And just like that, the side is retired.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
You know, the thing about runs is that, and this is not to say the Giants are a great hitting team. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I've got some numbers for you.
I bet you do.
Yep.
And numbers are numbers.
They are.
I'm not going to try to pull a fast one on you. Homer Willard over here is not going to tell you the Giants are a great hitting team.
Homie.
But I will point to, was that a Tim Kirkchin impersonation?
That was Marge Kirkchin.
I know. But Tim was on the show last week, and I wonder if this got lost in the shuffle of the holiday weekend and everything. Like, we are living in an age where hitting the baseball has never been harder. It's never been harder. 104 miles an hour. What the hell are you talking about? How the hell is everybody supposed to hit that? So, misery loves company, and if watching the Giants hit is miserable, then allow me to throw this out at you. And this is as simplistic. You know me. You're deep dive Dibs. I'm shallow dive Willard. Okay? This is as simplistic, thank you, as it could get. You want to hear a few teams and where they sit offensively? Listen to this.
Sure.
Listen to this. Do you know who the Giants have scored more than so far this year? Let me give you a few teams and try this on for size. Did you know that they have significantly scored more than the San Diego Padres?
Wow.
And their fancy lineup.
Fancy.
Did you know that the Giants have scored more runs than the New York Mets?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're high-priced 33-21 team. Did you know that they have scored more runs than the first-place Seattle Mariners and the second-place Houston Astros and the winning record Cleveland Guardians and the Minnesota Twins and the second place winning record Tampa Bay Rays. And they're a game under 500, but they're Willy Adames' ex-team in a hitter's park, the Milwaukee Brewers. The Giants have scored more runs than all of those teams. A lot of successful teams in baseball don't score a lot of runs. And I don't think, I mean, part of that is the Giants ballpark. Part of it is, yeah, that their lineup is not overwhelming. They're not the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Phillies. And outside of that, really nobody else is. I mean, the Cubs. Those are the only four teams that I would look at and be like, dude, they rake. That's it. There's four of them. There's four of them. And more than those four are going to go to the playoffs this year.
Right. Your top four in runs per game are first, 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 and first in their division.
Sure. Absolutely. No, I would take that.
The Cubs are scoring six runs a game.
They're incredible.
That's bananas.
But does that work in the playoffs? Well, this is an age-old thing. When you have a great offensive team.
When you face really good pitching in the playoffs, it can be tough. And that's why, and I don't want to get too deep into a deep dive, but when you look at this team, it's a very good parallel to 2010. In terms of runs per game, that team was 4.3. This is 4.41 per game. 2010, one home run per game. This team is averaging one home run per game. They've hit 54 in 54. The team then, number one in the ERA. This team's number three. This team's bullpen is number one in bullpen ERA. That team was number two.
Yep.
So you see the parallels and how I do think that the Giants have to win is this way.
And who is running this team? That team's catcher.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think it's an accident.
It's not.
And he may sit there and go, I'm sorry if you don't like it this way, but, hello, the team is 31-23. So, I'm sorry, is there a problem here? And maybe that's actually, maybe that's the question for Giants. Is there a problem here? Is there? Like, you tell me. I'm with you. I wish they got more hits.
Sure.
But, they're 31-23.
That team in 2010 wound up 92-70. This team is on pace to go 93-69 based on 54 games with 108 to go. And the parallels continue. This team defensively is not as good as that team. And I'm just looking at errors committed.
For sure.
I know that there are other great advanced metrics you can look at. And you're right about scoring runs has been, it's tougher now than ever before. And I'm going back to 2004. MLB averaged 4.81 runs a game this year. It's a half a run less. More guys now are throwing 100-plus all the time.
Totally.
And, there's better athletes defensively who are covering more ground. It's more difficult than ever to score runs, to manufacture runs. Not to excuse this Giants team, but this Giants team is really kind of built to be like the 2010 team was.
Yeah.
Elite pitching, phenomenal bullpen, and do enough to win 3-2.
And I don't want, I hope this doesn't come off a certain way, but the Giants, if they go to the playoffs this year and make noise, that is a little, I would say it's a little ahead of schedule. Like anytime there's a regime change, whether we can see all of the changes or not, because a lot of them are behind the scenes, you do want to, you give it time. And if you're a Giants fan, you could look at this team right now and you can tell they're set up to be better in a year or two than they are now. I mean, they just put Birdsong and Harrison in the rotation. There's your guy Wisenhunt, who's on the way here sometime soon. And you can sort of see, if these guys stick and they look pretty good, this could actually really be something in 26 or 27. And if you make the playoffs this year, dude, that's gravy. And that's the assignment for Buster Posey. It was not like, dude, get the job and win the World Series this year. So I do not want to let sort of the optimism around this get lost. They're 31-23. Now, as it stands, specifically to Willy Adames, this I think was interesting. Dave Fleming was on the roast with the Joes earlier this morning. Take a listen to what he said as far as assessing Willy Adames.
And he does need to relax and have a little better game plan and approach at the plate. Because you're right. Those at-bats yesterday, as frustrating as it's been to watch him struggle. The at-bats yesterday were probably the worst he's had all year. And if you're going into an at-bat thinking, I'm going after the first pitch or I'm ready to hit on the first pitch, great. I love that approach. I think it's almost always a successful approach if you get the pitch you're looking for and get your best swing off on that pitch. I love the first pitch. It's the age of the strikeout. You got guys who have incredible stuff and strikeout stuff. Don't get to the two-strike situation. I'm good with that. But if you go up there and you swing at the first pitch with your C-minus swing at a ball that's down and away and hit a little dribbler ground ball, that is not a good approach. It isn't. And he knows that. Everybody knows that. I'm not saying anything that these guys don't know themselves. But that tells you where you're just caught in between and whether it's you're trying to force the issue or whatever, that's not who he is. He's a much better player, much better hitter. He's a very smart baseball player. And we will get that version of him at some point.
Now, I agree with that entire assessment. I do just want to remind everybody, though, two things. First of all, I promised what the Giants think is the issue.
Okay.
Give you that in a sec. This is a career 245 hitter. A career 245 hitter. A career 757 OPS. Willy Adames is not a great hitter. Willy Adames is a great player because when you circle the whole thing, when he plays a premium position, he is a premium clubhouse presence, and in 2025, he's a power bat. But also, as Giants fans, you get this. Whatever his power numbers were in Milwaukee, 25 to 30 home runs, they're going to go down.
Of course.
They're going to go down here. Like this ballpark, this weather early in the season, now I think that that goes down to what? Maybe the expectation is more like low 20s?
Yeah, 20 home runs.
Yeah, and I think that that's still reachable, and if he doesn't reach it this year, but they win, it's not the end of the world. I do think he'll get there, but this has always been a strikeout per game guy. He averages more than a strikeout per game, and he is a career 245 hitter. There's plenty of room for that in today's game, but this is not, he's not Buster Posey. He's not going to win a batting title.
Right.
He's not that kind of guy.
Well, and the Giants don't have really many of those guys who are out there hitting for a high average. And that's part of the problem where you have right now in your lineup a lot of guys who are just, they're not automatic outs, but there's guys who are struggling. Patrick Bailey is, I'm sorry, not at this point in his career, a major league hitter. He's an unbelievable catcher. He can win the gold glove and bat a .190, and you probably would take that because he throws every single runner out. He's great at framing, but offensively, he is an out right now. And, you know, you got late night Lamont. He is an out right now. And Adames, he's an out. So as you go through your lineup, you're relying too much on Wilmer Flores to do absolutely everything. He's an all-star. And, you know, Elliot Ramos has been great again. And Jungle Lee's been solid. He's been a little bit down of late, but he's had a good...
Yeah, he looks
his
great.
First third of the year has been good.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you don't have a lot of really reliable at-bats in your lineup.
Yeah, Jungle Lee, Elliot Ramos. You keep mentioning Flores as an all-star. I don't think he's going to make the team, actually. But I know what you mean. He's playing like an all-star. The Giants all-star right now, if we were going to do this, like right now, is Robbie Ray.
Yeah,
that's their representative.
I think you get two when you're a team
probably.
That's this good. And for me, it's Wilmer Flores.
Where
as well.
Do you stick him though? Like you didn't even play in the field. I don't
DH,
even know.
DH, yeah.
Yeah.
As an all-star, you just pinch hit him in the seventh inning.
Sure.
You give him the 1-AB and then you stick somebody out there to play defense for right. him. It's the all-star game, but is he still leading baseball in RBI?
I don't think he's still leading in RBI.
Okay.
He's up there.
I'll
get it for you here. Give me 2 seconds on that. Runs batted in. He is fifth.
Oh, wow.
He is five off the lead. Seiya Suzuki, former Giant Desire.
Almost Giant.
Former Giant Desire. Suzuki, Devers, Pete Crow Armstrong, and Aaron Judge have all moved ahead of Wilmer Flores. But yeah, 44 RBIs. He's on pace to go well over 100 RBIs. Nobody does that anymore.
Well, and Adames is on pace to have 15 home runs, which would be a bit of a disappointment. Not only because of what you paid him, but even with this ballpark, you were hoping that he would be, you know, in the 20s, somewhere in the 20 range. And I know you look at his last year in Milwaukee when he had 30 home runs and that was a career high. You can't just slot that in and expect that, but you've expected a little bit more than what you've gotten.
the Giants, I think, would point to his leg kick, Willie Adames' leg kick. The timing has been off. And for anybody who cares about this stuff, I know in 2025 a lot of people don't. Performance-based industry, I don't care. You got to do it or not do it. It's Yoda out here. Do or do not. There is no try.
Yeah.
But if you care, and this won't surprise you because of the kind of clubhouse presence he is, Willie's working his ass off. He's trying. And it just has not really made it to the games most nights as of yet. But they are working hard on the timing of that stride and that leg kick, and it's just off.
Are they trying to shorten it? Are they trying to just time it up a little bit better?
Either get the timing or stop doing it entirely. And so far, it's that, I mean, like anybody, you know, I know we do a lot of golf references. Anybody, this happened to me on the back nine yesterday. Dude, if you get a body part that and the timing is in the wrong spot at the wrong time, my God, that ball will go so sideways, yep. or you're hitting ground balls, and to just be like, dude, fix it, is really hard.
Were you getting into a snap hook yesterday? Or
no, I was just
topping it.
Yeah, a little bit, little
topper,
just out of sorts, and balance. That's always kind of my thing, and I think that's Willie's thing too.
Yep.
It's a balance thing, and sometimes you almost have to find it by accident. You just have to, oh, whoops, there it is, and then your body has the muscle memory and it locks in, but they have not been able to get the timing. He has not been able to get his timing all aligned and good to go. And they're working their butts off on it, and it just has not fully come together yet. And so, yes, combine that with new team, new ballpark, colder weather, at least this time of year, and then all of those things that people say, pressing, and want, you know, wants to live up to the contract and bat third and all the things that they were doing, just add all that in together. And yeah, he hasn't hit a hot streak yet.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not worried about Willie Adames yet because of all of those reasons, which I think A, are explainable, and B, the biggest thing that matters, the 31-23.
If they were 23-31.
Now we're having a different conversation.
Absolutely. And I'm with you. And I just wonder about some of the things you laid out there about, you know, him pressing, because I'm looking at his time in Milwaukee, because he gets traded from Tampa midseason. He goes to Milwaukee and he hits 20 home runs in 99 games with Milwaukee when he got dealt from Tampa. So it doesn't seem like he was pressing then. Maybe it is the contract, the fact that you are the highest paid player in franchise history. You have a 7-year deal and you're making the biggest money that's ever been doled out. So maybe that's a part of how he's pressing. I'm not sure.
Dude, guilt is a huge human emotion. And I'm not saying that, like, that's probably not the right word for it, but on some level it is. That desire to be there for the fans and be there for the teammates and just be everything that the people around you, at least in your mind, want you to be. And when you're not, it just feels awful. And only because Willie, you know, someone on our YouTube chat just said a little while ago, he's the highest paid cheerleader in baseball. And yeah, like that's all. It's kind of a fair statement right now. Nobody wants to pay $180 million for a clubhouse presence. Nobody wants to do that. And I understand that, and so does he. So does he. And so I do think that might not be the perfect word for it, but it's pretty close. There's almost it looks like a guy who feels guilty because he has not been able to live up to what the people around him want him to be, at least not yet. And that builds on itself, right? Like that can just snowball so fast. So, you know, we talked to him once. I've not been in his presence too much. I don't know what his answer to that would be. Hey, do you feel like you're pressing? I don't know what his answer to that would be, but it does look like that. I mean, you know that about Willie. Willie wants to get this right, and he hasn't yet. And but you know, my patience is definitely going to go longer than 50 some odd games, and to the point we just mentioned, it's definitely going to be extended by the fact that they're winning most of their games.
Right. So for me, that's where it completely exists, is the fact that you are 31-23. So you're winning. And the other thing about Willy Adames is he's going to play every day. He's not going to miss a game.
There's no backup. Yeah.
Knock on wood. Well, not only is there no backup, but this is what he does. He played in 161 last year, and he was mad that he missed the one game. He was forced out of the one game. He's going to play every day. So it's not even a case of like, you know what, Willy, we're going to give you today, or we're going to give you a couple of days to get in the cage and clear your mind. This is a player who plays. And so he's going to have to go out there and work through it on the field. But for me, the overarching feeling is you're 31-23.
Yep.
So you
yep.
could look at a lot of things that aren't as good as they probably should be. Patrick Bailey can't hit. Lamont Wade probably needs to be replaced. And a lot, you know, a couple other things that have not been great, but you're 31-23.
That's crazy.
So it's crazy.
Right. Like, it's, think about that. Like, I think that needs to be almost what you're saying right there. Needs to kind of be the final takeaway, if you will. Like, if we had said to you before the year, first base will be a black hole, catcher will be defense only, and your major acquisition up the middle will be wholly disappointing.
Yeah, he'll hit 205.
And you're 31-23.
How so many, like, no-hitters have you thrown? Would be the follow-up.
Right? So it's like, I mean, a fun question for Giants fans is, how y'all think they're doing it? How do you think they're doing it? How are they winning with all of these factors being what they are? Nobody is overwhelming at the plate, even the ones who are playing well, Ramos and Jung-Hoo. The starting rotation has already replaced 2/5. I get that we can be like, bullpen. Bullpen's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's true. You win a lot of 3-2 baseball
Number games. One in baseball and bullpen ERA.
How the hell are you 31-23? And I would argue there a lot of what we don't see has to be a part of it. I think that the Giants' collective view of self is so much better this year than what it was in the last 3 years, when a lot of guys were pissed off about what their role was,
right,
or felt like they had been told something, and then there was a bait and switch, and so they didn't want this and they didn't want that. There's none of that anymore. And I think you can see that stuff in the standings.
Well, you can see it when you look at the fact that they have 6 walk-off wins. We're a third of the way through the year. They've won 31 games. 6 of them have been obviously at home, but walk-offs. And they've only been walked off once, I think, the other way. So actually twice they've been walked off. But you're playing a lot of close games, and when you have a very good bullpen, you can win a lot of these close games, and they have. And even beyond that, like you talked about Robbie Ray as their all-star if they get one. Yeah, he's been virtually unbeatable. Logan Webb quietly, as your ace, just goes out there and goes 6 2/3 every start and usually doesn't get lit up, only maybe once this whole year.
Yep.
So your starting rotation's been solid. Your bullpen, especially with the lead, has been phenomenal, and that's how you go about it.
Let me give you an update, and let's lay the land for everybody. So, yeah, at 3 o'clock, we'll do Farhan or not.
Okay.
Okay, Javi Lopez at 3:15. A little bit later on in the show, TJ Houshmandzadeh had some big statements about Brock Purdy, and we want to talk about what would constitute success of the Brock Purdy deal, because he essentially said, hey, if they don't win the Super Bowl, this is a bad deal. And oh, by the way, TJ Houshmandzadeh at 4:15, okay? TJ will join us at 4:15, and then, thank you, I want to get into the art of a potential. I know it's pie in the sky, but everyone wants to talk about a Giannis deal. I did my version of a deep dive.
I like it. NBA Trade Machine.
I called somebody else and had them do a deep dive for me.
Perfect.
Okay? Right? It's kind of like when stuff needs to get fixed around the house. I'm like, I can call somebody for, I got numbers for days.
Dude.
Okay, so that's all coming up. But real quick, let's go to Richie in Queens. Hey, Richie, what's up, man? Thanks for calling.
Hey guys, always good talking to you guys. Yeah, you touched on it. Adames a 245 hitter. The good side in Chapman, too, a 245 hitter. Well, maybe they got to just pick it up, because they really do. And you guys touched it on, you know, Adames reminds me a little bit of when Lindor came here, because Lindor was a great cheerleader when he got here and people got fed up with him. And I think he will turn it around. And Stanley, you mentioned Bailey. Bailey's horrendous. I don't know. I guess we'll live with him at 190, but I mean, Bailey's, like you said, is an automatic out. Wade is atrocious. All of a sudden, Yaz is in a funk. And the reason they're winning, guys, if I were to interject one way, and by the way, Rodriguez will be an all-star.
Yep.
Mark that down.
Yep, he probably
will
be.
Robbie Ray and Rodriguez out of the bullpen. Absolutely, the guy's unhittable. But their bullpen has kept them in the games, and up until three or four games ago, they were number three with runners in scoring position batting average. Amazing. Because we're hitting 231, and we're hitting like 290 with runners in scoring position.
Timing is everything.
They held. Yeah, and they won those games late after scoring two runs, giving up three, and then coming back, and the bullpen shutting teams down for incredible. The bullpen, Duvall, you know, I knocked him initially. He's been phenomenal. I think he's going to be the closer, guys. I think they're going to move Walker back.
Well, we'll
leave
see.
Rogers eight.
By the way, hey, Richie, can I ask you a question? You can set us up for Farhan or not. I'll let you do one, and then I'm not going to tell you the answer yet. Camilo Duvall, Farhan or not?
What am I saying now? What is he?
Is he a Farhan signing or acquisition or not?
No.
Okay. All right. You guess no. Richie, we got to run. Thank you very much. Farhan or not? Like, are all the Farhan guys playing well? Is that what's happening? Is it? We'll do that coming up. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Crystal Geyser, Alpine, Springwater, Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.